Of course, the question on everybody's mind, well, I suppose now that the Vikings aren't going to play in the Super Bowl, have to do with vaccinations. Vaccinations, obviously, for COVID-19, seen as the key to getting things back to, air quotes, normal. Katie Albert is a public health planner, and she is overseeing St. Louis County's vaccination efforts. She joins us on the phone this morning to answer as many of our questions as we're going to pelt at her to the best of her knowledge. Hey, Katie, good morning, and thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So you are working on right now what St. Louis County Public Health is doing. You've been administering vaccines for about 3 weeks now, and now you are trying to track down the remaining people that are considered priority 1A. Who are those people, and how do you find them in case they haven't already come forward?
Sure. So the phase 1A first priority was the healthcare personnel within like the hospital setting, and then you have the EMSRB certified group of people, and then also long-term care facilities. So we have, to our best of our knowledge, reached out to all of our EMSRB certified people in St. Louis County. we got a list from like our dispatch because they work closely with them, and just all of our contacts and relationships that we have within the county. So we think we have that group covered in terms of reaching out to them. And if they are choosing to get the vaccine, then they have had options of coming to our clinics to sign up for that. The second priority is looking at assisted living facilities. Most of those in the state have been paired with pharmacies. So I don't know that St. Louis County Public Health will have much of a role in vaccinating assisted living facilities. You know, if there's anyone that hasn't been partnered with a pharmacy, we will make sure that those staff and residents do get vaccinated. Second priority includes dialysis centers as well. And then it kind of starts to broaden a little bit. And the third priority of phase 1A is kind of where we are headed at this point, and that is the remainder of healthcare personnel. So that's going to include school nurses. That's going to include people working in a clinic setting, dental offices, all of that ambulatory care. They are included in that phase 1A third priority, along with group homes, which we know is a huge group that we're going to have to tackle as well.
One of the things that is frustrating me right now as a person who has an 89-year-old mom who does not live in this county is that it seems kind of squishy state to state, sometimes county to county, how people are going to be contacted, kind of how the priorities necessarily are arranged. Can you explain for us a little bit about what is standard across the board for everybody in the country? And then when it moves down to the state, what decisions are they making? And then when it moves down to the county level, what decisions they're responsible for? So that we have a better idea. For example, if I've got a question about when can my 89-year-old mom have a vaccine so I can come and visit her, I'd know the right people to call.
Sure. So I will just agree with you. It is frustrating. And I don't think that there's anything standard across the board, which makes it really difficult. So the ACIP, the Advisory Committee of Immunization Practices, they kind of gave their, okay, this is how we see this rolling out. These are the groups we think need to be targeted first. And so they gave that to the states. And the states then took that guidance and in turn made their own guidance for the local jurisdictions, for each county. And so to be honest, St. Louis County Public Health gets their guidance from the Minnesota Department of Health. And then the one thing that each county level gets to decide is of the people within those priorities, how they would go about prioritizing within those, I guess you could call them tiers. And so it is frustrating because we know that there are states who started with general population of certain of people of a certain age. And so, you know, people are asking, well, why is Minnesota not doing that? And I guess I don't have a great answer for you other than we take our guidance from the Minnesota Department of Health, and they have they had an advisory committee on how that was going to work for our state and what they felt was best for our state. So in terms of your 89-year-old mother and getting her vaccinated and how she goes about that, you know, we at each phase we're trying to set up things so that we aren't missing people and people know when it's their turn. So currently for this group that we're moving into, the phase 1A third priority, we have set up a registration of sorts, an application on our website. So people or groups that fall within this third priority, they are going to our website to register all their information. So we have their contact information in order for us to get them set up at a vaccination clinic. And I should add that we will be partnering with the health systems in St. Louis County. We definitely don't have the capacity, St. Louis County Public Health doesn't have the capacity to do all of these people on our own. And so we will be pulling in all of our health systems. They have agreed to help us, which is great. And so we're just going to try to move through these as fast as we can and along the way set up ways to contact all of these groups that are next in line. Keep it transparent, make it well known in the media so that, maybe they hear it on the news, maybe they see it on social media. There's been talks of also doing like a standard mailing, snail mail,
for older people who may or may not mm-hmm. be online. That
right?
might,
mm-hmm.
I guess I'm just a little bit, if anything was going to happen that my mom needed to know, she is online, she is on social media, but if anything was, I mean, she checks her email once a day and then she turns the computer off. And so, and I'm part of the bridge generation. What are you doing? I think for a lot of people, if they have elderly friends and relatives who maybe are just not as living on their devices, they would be concerned. Mm-hmm. They're, if all this needs to happen online, my grandma, my grandpa, my mom, my dad, my friend isn't going to take, is maybe going to be missed.
Yep. So like I said, we would probably do a mailing as well, snail mail, and that would have contact information for them to just make a simple phone call and say, we don't know at this point, but it could be just simply to their medical home, to the clinic that they go to. And if they don't have a clinic that they, or a doctor that they normally see, then we would take care of them at public health. And so, and as long as they could make a phone call or have someone make a phone call for them.
Right.
We're going to make sure that there are multiple options for people to get registered or to get set up to get a vaccine. To get a vaccine. We're not, we obviously know there's many disparities working in public health. And so it's our job to make sure that we cover all of our bases and that we do not miss anyone. That's what we do in our regular work outside of the pandemic. So,
and those are some of the efforts, to address some of these disparities that you've probably been advocating for years. And
right.
Now all of a sudden public health people are perhaps maybe being listened to, maybe not. Depends on where you live, I guess. I'm going to ask you a few things that I've been hearing over the past few weeks, and I realize that I am talking about national situations, not necessarily even Minnesota situations, but I'm curious to know how we're doing here. I've heard calls, especially in some big metropolitan areas, where they do not have enough healthcare people to administer the vaccines. And they've been putting out a call for retired doctors and nurses and healthcare professionals that can come in and help to just physically vaccinate more people? How are we doing in terms of having enough people to handle the volume of people that are coming through our health systems here in the county?
Yeah, so I can only speak to St. Louis County Public Health, but we know that we don't have the capacity. So we have been reaching out to, it's called Minnesota Responds. It's a registry of volunteers. So that is, I mean, that there's a lot of retired nurses, doctors, all kinds of people who can offer their time and their skills, and it's a volunteer opportunity. And so we definitely will be utilizing that, the Minnesota Responds registry. Another thing that we are looking into is institutions of higher learning, forming a relationship so that some of these students who are at the point in their education where they can administer vaccines, we hope to utilize them. So, yeah, it's tricky because we don't have the capacity to do it ourselves, and we are, just like everyone else, trying to find more capable people.
But if somebody said, oh, man, I wish I could do something to help, a useful thing might be to go to this Minnesota Responds Registry and get themselves signed up so that
Absolutely.
Folks would know somebody's there. One of the other things that I've heard talked about is the idea that this just isn't moving along quickly enough. People are frustrated that it's not, you know, you're not rolling through these categories more quickly. And I'm talking again on a national level. I think we're really, 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 really impatient. We may have unrealistic expectations, but some of the places are saying, okay, we need to dump all of the vaccine that's available so that everybody can get their first shot as quickly as possible, including the vaccine that was being saved back for people's second vaccines. Does that seem to make good sense to you, or what is your reaction when you hear these conversations happening?
Yeah, I heard a lot of chatter about that yesterday, actually. And, you know, we at a local level can't really move on that until we have guidance from the state. I don't know if the science is there to back it up in terms of giving, you know, everybody just one dose and then getting them their second dose when it's available. I guess I can't speak to that because I don't know, how they're making those decisions elsewhere. I think it was maybe Canada that I heard they were doing that. And so I don't know if that's something that will eventually happen here, but as of right now, we have not been given the go-ahead to do that.
Katie, one final question for you. You've talked about your department and the people that work with you being uniquely well positioned to deal with this, because in public health, this is kind of your deal. So this is an opportunity for you to really put everything that you know and have learned into practice. And yet at the same time, the differences between states, the differences between counties, as you've mentioned, can be frustrating. Would more organization, would more standardization across the board at some level make the process easier or make it worse?
That's a really good question. I think that it is good that each state has been given the right to make their own decisions in how they have been rolling this out, because it isn't a one-size-fits-all is the problem. We know that different states, the demographics look different, populations are different. And so I think it would be hard to have a standard line and everybody has to follow that. But at the same time, it would probably ease some people's frustrations because I'm receiving the same kind of rollout as the person who lives in Superior, Wisconsin. So I don't know that there's a right answer because we've never had to do something like this. And so I think that we are doing what is best for Minnesota at this point and doing what's best for St. Louis County. And, you know, we're trying to do this as quickly as we can because we know that the faster we get vaccine into arms, the faster we can get back to quote-unquote normal.
Exactly. Or whatever will pass for normal when we emerge on the other side of this.
Right.
Katie, thank you so very much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. And thank you, of course, for all of your efforts and the efforts of your staff and all the volunteers that are helping to make this happen. And let's hope that you and I have a chance to talk a year from now and you say, oh, yes, I've been to a conference and we're, you know, kind of compiling all the things that we learned now that it's over. Wouldn't that be
that
grand?
Would be great. Yes.
All right. Katie, thanks again so much for joining
Thank
us.
You.
Katie Albert is a public health planner with St. Louis County. She joined us this morning to talk about St. Louis County's efforts to get folks vaccinated, where we are, where we have yet to go, what's working, and maybe what's a little bit frustrating at this point.